Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Pastor George Pearson is back with us with some really good stuff on. You probably don't want to hear this. It's about prosperity.
There you go.
Yeah, you do. You don't want to miss this.
Gloria, we started teaching on prosperity about 6 years ago.
And we're still doing
it. And we're still doing it. And today is day number 246 of our series of prosperity.
246.
Yep, we're headed for 250. And in all of the teachings that
we've... What are we going to do when we get there? Start over?
We'll start over. I'll tell you, though, there's plenty to teach about prosperity and how to believe God and how to receive from God.
I know it's
There's so much in there.
And so many people, even Christians, don't believe it.
They don't believe it. Well, I believe it.
You better stay tuned. You read it in the Bible.
That's right.
You believe it.
That's right. And in all of the teachings that we've done together, the downloads of the notes are now up to 650,000. So I'll let you know when we hit a million.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. 650,000
downloads. Well, somebody's listening.
And so those of you that are watching, can get all of the notes, not just the notes that we're teaching on these broadcasts, but you can get all of the notes that we've done since Gloria and I started in 2011 on prosperity. And you can download them, you can print them out, you can share them, teach them. I'll tell you something, you pastors, you can take them and teach sermons from them and print them out, give them to your congregation. I mean, just do what you want to do with them. They're out there for you to receive and to teach and to grow in. So, Gloria, that's a good report about what's happening.
That is amazing, isn't
and
it?
Let me do
that's
this.
Probably a record of downloads.
Let me give you a quick testimony from one of the teachings that we did. You and I have taught before about debt freedom. We've taught about how to believe God for a house.
Yes, we did.
And we have some partners in Australia. Dear Pastor George and Gloria, we've been longtime partners in Australia and have followed your teachings on believing for a house right through to exercising your authority. Last year in 2015, we went from this, and I have a picture of the house, a small three bedroom with debt. It was squishy, crowded. It was a crowded little house. And then they show the picture of the new house, a very large, completely debt-free, five-bedroom room for us all with so much space and more so.
Hallelujah.
Isn't that a wonderful testimony?
TV will show y'all.
Yeah, I've got the...
Let me look.
I've got the original house they were in right there.
Okay.
And then here...
I think I recognize it.
Does that look familiar? And there's the house.
Oh, man.
That they're in now.
Everybody,
isn't that beautiful?
Look at that. Show them what that looks like. That's quite an improvement.
And they said, listen to this, because this goes right along with what you and I are talking about in these 2 weeks. You know, we're talking about bulldog faith. And bulldog faith is aggressive. It's determined.
Yes, it is.
It's persistent. And we talked about some of those things last week. And listen to this. They said, praise God for His faithfulness. It didn't happen overnight, but through perseverance and not wavering, God moved on our situation in a way that we weren't expecting. Those two words right there, Gloria, perseverance and not wavering.
That's right. That's what it takes.
Really, bulldog faith, and we'll talk about this in a few days, but bulldog faith is single-minded on the Word of God, totally focused on the victory at hand. And so we talked last week about this. We talked about the fact that there was a point in time about 15 years ago or so that Terry and I were discouraged about our house situation. We moved in one year, we moved four times from the house that we sold to an apartment, to a rent house, and then we moved into your house because they call it a septic system, but it wasn't at all. It wasn't. So I was frustrated about that. And we were at your house. It was about the second day that we were there. And I sat down at the little desk in the guest room. And you had a pad there, which I have a copy of it here. I'll give you a copy. A copy of the pad. And the little pad had a bumblebee on it.
Yeah.
You just set that in there. And I sat down and the Lord began to talk to me. And that's how this whole series was born, because all the scriptures that we're talking about, I wrote those down that day. This was back in 2002. But the main thing that the Lord said to me was, I want you to get aggressive about your faith.
Yeah.
I was in a place of discouragement. The devil was trying to sift me. He was trying to discourage me. And I mean, the Lord spoke to me in no small way. And He said, I want you to get aggressive about your faith. I want you to walk in bulldog faith. I want you to get back up on your faith and believe me.
And quit whining.
Quit,
I said that.
Quit your whining. Quit whining. And, you know, you and Kenneth have stood in agreement with us about the house that we're in and so forth. Well, we're in that house now. It's paid for. We didn't have to borrow. We didn't borrow on it. We renovated the house with cash. Good. We believe God for it. Yeah. And we're in that place now.
Well, let me just ask you this. Mm-hmm. Are you glad you did that?
I am so glad we did that, Gloria. I'm so glad. Really, because had we not, we'd been paying to this day.
Instead, you have extra money every month.
Gloria, I think about that.
You don't have to send for a payment.
I think about that every month. I think about the fact that there's a chunk every month of finances that are going towards, and people's lives is going towards debt. So I just want to encourage you with this. Gloria and I both want to encourage you with what we're talking about. We want you to get back up on your faith and believe God no matter what situation you're dealing with.
Or whatever, healing, house, car, children.
Whatever it is.
Get on your faith and don't get off.
Get on your faith and don't get off. I like that. Get on your faith and don't get off.
That's right.
And that's what we have done. And the first scripture that I want to read to you is 1 John 5:4. And this has been a mainstay of our lives here at the ministry and in our personal lives as well. And it says in 1 John 5:4, whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory
that overcomes
the world, even our faith. So this is the victory that is, it's an overcoming victory. And you know, our lighting director, Dale, was talking to me and he's a character.
Oh, I know that.
We love him. But he is quite a teacher of the Word. And just before you came into the studio, he and I were talking and he had done a study. It's not on your notes. I just wrote this down, but he had done a study. It'll be on your notes. He did a study on the word victory, and he said, in the Bible, this word victory, in this form that it's used, is the only place that it appears. And in the Greek, and I think this is interesting, in the Greek, it's the word Nike.
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 Is that where they got Nike shoes?
That's where they got Nike. But listen to the definition of the word victory here. It is the very means of your success. The victory that overcomes the world is your faith. And that victory is your means to your complete success. So what we have to do is if we want to be successful at whatever it is, we have to use our faith.
That's right.
We have to believe God.
If you don't do that, you're just left in the natural.
Yeah.
You can do whatever you can do.
Yeah.
But when you use your faith, now
that's
you're
right.
connected.
That's right.
You got some connection there.
You're in the supernatural.
You're in the supernatural.
Yeah. And I heard this phrase one time, Gloria. I believe Bill Winston said this. If you're not living in the supernatural, you're living in the superficial.
Well, that sounds right. That's good too.
So we need to live in the supernatural.
It's not real.
It's not real. But faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. And the stronger we are in our faith, the more aggressive, the more persistent, the more determined, the more focused we are on our faith, the faster these things will happen.
That's right.
There'll be a faith momentum to our lives that will overcome whatever is before us.
You know, you get used to the life of faith, and it's just what you do.
That's right.
I mean, it becomes it's a supernatural thing, but it becomes a natural thing for you to, if you had a pain, first thing you'd do is go to the Word.
Right.
You'd believe God. You'd command that pain to leave you. That would be your first reaction.
Yes. Yeah.
Or if you had a need financially, you'd go to the money scriptures.
That's right.
The money thing, as somebody said.
That's right.
And you would take those scriptures and build your house or get your new car or get your healing.
Right.
That's what we
do.
That's what we do.
And we have to be aggressive.
Why do we go to the Word?
That?
because that's where the faith is.
That's where it is.
Not anywhere else.
And we live this lifestyle around here. This is how our family lives. This is how we talk to each other.
That's right.
You know, when there's a family gathering, there is no doubt and unbelief spoken because it sticks out like a sore thumb.
And you know what the fun thing is? We don't have to watch our words.
That's the way it is. That's the way it is.
It's our natural, supernatural
that's right.
way. Amen.
And we know just from the experiences that we've had in the past, and this is my 40th year with you in the ministry, and I've seen a lot of things that have taken place and challenges that we've had, but throughout all these years, whatever it's been, whether it's the $6 million deficit that we had back in 1989, it took faith and believing God to get over that. But we had to get aggressive about it.
That's right.
We couldn't just lay down and quit. And that's what faith does. Faith will not lay down and quit.
They asked the disciples, what did he ask the disciples? Did you lack anything?
And they said, we lack nothing.
We lack nothing.
We lack nothing.
Hallelujah.
I'll tell you, there's some scriptures that are coming. We're headed over to Hebrews. So look at Hebrews 10, first of all. So we're learning how to develop bulldog faith. That's what we're doing, Gloria.
We've done it for a lot of years.
And we are laying hold.
And it always has provided, whether it's healing, children, finances.
That's right.
Situations.
That's right.
That you, right, you know, in the natural, you don't have any control over.
Right.
But you're not in the natural.
Mm-mm.
Faith, you're in the supernatural.
You're in the supernatural.
Amen.
And we are here at this ministry right now, when I'm talking to you right here, we are in a place, Gloria, of momentum, faith momentum that I've never seen before. There are prophecies that have been delivered to us through the years, things that the Lord has told Brother Copeland many years ago that we are into now. It's happening right now. And I have never seen a time in this ministry that we've been believing for so much at one time. It's not just one project, but you know, your faith can develop to the point where you can believe for multiple things at the same time.
Yes.
And it doesn't look like a huge thing. It looks like we can do this. We can do this.
Amen.
We can believe God together.
We do.
So we are not, if you look with me at Hebrews 10, I said Hebrews 11, we'll be there in just a moment. But Hebrews 10:38, it says this, now the just shall live by faith. Gloria, we live by faith. That's what we do.
I wish you could have a picture of my Bible on this.
We're going to put a picture of your Bible in the notes. You have got to see this.
Oh, boy.
We'll show it on screen right now. The faith page is full and overflowing. I don't think there's any more room on that faith page.
Maybe one day I'll read margins to you.
Go ahead. What have you got there? Anything special that you've got? Look at Hebrews 10:38.
Hebrews 10:38.
Have you got anything by 10:38?
10:38. Let's see. Here it is right here. Now the just shall live by faith.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's see. If faith is not now, it's not faith.
Ooh, Gloria,
now
that's
faith
good.
Is the substance.
Now,
faith gives the materiality to what you're believing for. And I've got, I can hardly read. We live by progressive faith.
Well, that's
progressive.
Good. That's progressive
Your faith should never be stationary. It should never be just slow. It has to be
every day. Every day.
Everything that comes up.
Every day.
You handle it with the Word of God.
You're working on your faith.
That's living and walking by faith.
You're developing that faith. Yeah. That's good.
It's just the natural, it's the supernatural, natural way to live.
It's the supernatural, natural way to live. Gloria, these are great, great quotes that we're getting from you. It's the supernatural, natural way to live. And bulldog faith does not back down. It does not throw in the towel. It does not give up, but it presses forward. The nature of faith itself is a spiritual force. It's a force that moves mountains into the sea, according to Mark 11.
That's manifested by the Word of God.
That's right. You put the Word in your eyes.
Ears, gets in your heart.
That's right.
Comes out your mouth, and it goes to work. You can do that.
And from the abundance of your mouth your heart speaks. Or like you said,
the abundance of your heart.
The abundance of your heart. Yes, thank
We've
you.
We've got a lot of mouth. It's heart right now we need.
I know we got a lot of mouth, but we got to fill it with the Word of God. From the abundance of your heart, your mouth speaks. And it speaks faith, doesn't it?
Well, if it's trained, if it's full of...
It comes out.
It's full of the Word. But if it's not...
If it's not, it's...
Check this out. You'll be talking doubt, unbelief, fear, curse.
I remember you were teaching on faith some years ago, and you're teaching on that scripture, and you said, from the abundance of the heart, the mouth leaks.
Leaks? Yeah, that's true.
So whatever is down there...
Whatever is in there, it just comes
out. It's going to come up and come out.
And how does, now let's just, we're probably going to the end from the beginning, but how do things get in your heart? Through these eyes, through these ears.
Yep.
Things get down in your heart.
Got to keep it before
your
eyes.
And then it goes to work out your mouth.
Yep.
It's eyes, ears, heart, and mouth.
Well, what you're talking about right there, this book of the law shall not depart from out of your mouth. You shall meditate therein day and night. You observe to do according that all that's written therein. For then you will make your way prosperous, then you'll have good success.
There you have it.
That is what you call,
what
Gloria.
What scripture is that?
And that's Joshua 1:8.
Oh, yeah,
and
Joshua.
You did a message some years ago on God's success formula.
Yeah.
And that was the foundation scripture that you used. Now, going back to the scripture in Hebrews 10.
The thing is,
we
got the formula. We got the Word. We got the eyes.
Okay.
We got the ears.
Yep.
We got the heart.
Yep.
We got the mouth.
Yep.
We can do this thing if we want to.
We can do this thing.
You just have to decide to do it.
But you have to be a doer of the Word to
do it.
That's
right. Absolutely.
Yeah, and make that determination that I am walking in bulldog faith. Nothing is stopping me.
That's
nothing
right.
is keeping me back. Nothing is holding me down.
You know, it's amazing how easy it gets as you learn how.
It does, doesn't it?
It becomes a lifestyle. It becomes a way of life.
Yeah.
I mean, for Ken and me, it's not hard for us to speak faith words instead of unbelief words. We've been trained.
That's right.
The result of both of them.
That's right.
And we want the result of the faith word.
Well, that's what this ministry is all about. To
if
take...
you make a mistake and you one day wake up blue and gloomy and say the wrong things,
right.
What do you do? You just say, I rebuke those words. Those are not for me. I rebuke them. I command them to fall to the ground.
In the name of Jesus.
The devil says, that's not fair. That's not fair. It's fair.
It's fair.
Do it.
It's right.
Hallelujah.
Well, we're talking about, we've got 5 minutes left and we haven't touched our notes. But we're going to talk about determined faith. And let me read this scripture to you. This is on your page, point B.
Right.
Bulldog faith is determined.
Yes,
it is. It is absolutely determined. And the word determination, Gloria, I looked that up, and it means an unwavering resolve. Nothing can stand in the way or deter one from achieving the end result. And I thought about
an example
of what we could use for determined faith, this bulldog faith being determined. And I found Mark 2, verses 1 through 5. And we have it here in the New Living Translation. When Jesus returned to Capernaum several days later, the news spread quickly and he was back home. Soon, the house where he was staying was so packed with visitors that there was no more room, even outside the door. While he was preaching God's word to them, four men arrived carrying a paralyzed man on a mat.
Get a picture of that.
Yeah, they couldn't bring him to Jesus because of the crowd. So they dug a hole through the roof above his head. Then they lowered the man on his mat right down in front of Jesus. Seeing their faith.
Okay.
You can see faith on people. You can literally see someone who is walking by faith. Because a person who has faith on them, if they're challenged with something, I'll tell you the only thing that's coming up and out of their heart is the Word of God. And those kinds of people, people of faith, are inspirational people.
Yes, that's right.
And Jesus saw their faith and they said to the paralyzed man, my child, your sins are forgiven. These men, Gloria, were so determined, so resolved to get to Jesus that they tore up the roof of the house and they lowered this paralytic man down into the meeting. That's how determined they were. And that's how determined we have to be.
Amen.
He saw the faith of those who lowered that man, and he saw the faith of that paralytic, and that there was no fear on him. I mean, imagine being lowered down on a roof. from a roof. And the paralytic guy wasn't saying, don't.
He let him do it.
He let him do it. Jesus saw faith everywhere, and that faith was determined.
Okay, so now we know you see faith.
Yep.
And you hear faith.
You see it.
You can see it.
You hear it.
And you can hear it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Jesus saw it on the centurion. He said, I have not seen such great faith, no, not in Israel. That word great in the Hebrew is mega. I have not seen such mega faith.
We need a book named Mega Faith.
Mega Faith.
That's good.
So if you go to your second page, we have 2 minutes for this. On June the 20th of 2008, I wrote a psalm. And I want to read to you my psalm.
Okay,
and I call it a psalm of determination. And here's what I wrote. I've made up my mind. I've made my decision. I have set my faith. I am fully persuaded that I'm going to make it. Nothing is going to stop me. Nothing is going to hold me back. Nothing is going to keep me down.
That's right.
Nothing is going to stand in my way of the fullness of the blessing, for I am determined. You can't talk me out of it. You can't discourage me from it. You can't deter me from all that is mine and that is mine in Christ, for I am determined.
Amen.
Undaunted, unbending, unflagging, unflinching. No matter what happens, I'm going to make it. According to the Word of God, I'm going to make it, for in Him,
I am determined.
And that's
like
what faith is.
That is good.
Faith is determined.
Yeah, it is.
It is determined.
Faith does not quit.
It doesn't, Gloria.
Until it has substance fulfilled.
That's right.
Gloria.
That's
to God.
Right. Let's pray for the people
now.
Go ahead. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray over everyone watching.
Lord.
And I thank you that bulldog faith is rising up on the inside.
Yes.
There is a victorious faith. They can see themselves doing the things they need to do, having the things that they need to have. And
praise
I thank
God.
You, Lord, that we are walking in an aggressive faith, a determined faith, a persistent faith. We're not giving up. You're not giving up today in the name of Jesus. By the stripes of Jesus, you are healed. God supplies all of your need. According to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And you're coming out of that situation right now because of that aggressive faith. You are a believer and not a doubter. And you are getting stronger and stronger and stronger every day. Your mind is working perfectly.
Lord.
Your body is functioning exactly the way it should be. Cancer is coming off right now in the name of Jesus, being dissolved by the power of God. Oh God, we are more aggressive with your faith than ever before. And
we're
thank you for the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Gloria.
God.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Be sure to get the notes at kcm.org/notes. And remember, Jesus is Lord.